The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome to another episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. It only took us 2 hours to get here this morning, but we finally made it with a new bumper on Spencer's car.
That was a super, like, wow, I'm tuning into this episode. This is the hottest content in the game.
You restart us.
Take two.
Okay, go.
Spidey Famous Again, but keep that last part because Heidi's so sweet. Yeah, that was fun. You know, I know everyone's like, just let the baby cry, but there are people that are like, why would you let your baby cry? So there's two teams, and we're obviously on the no baby cry team, so you don't have to message in. Oh, by the way, we need to start taking callers. I think that would be fun. So tune in. Oh, and Snooki did not meet up with me on Sunday. Maybe I was supposed to text her. I don't know. Maybe she lost my number. But so she's not picking the crystal winner for the comment section. But Podcast One Instagram is going to pick and post on their story the winner. So look on the Podcast One story in the next couple of days. They're going to screenshot their favorite comment that is the crystal winner. And sorry, it's not Snooki that picked you, but she was busy hanging out with Kendra, which Kendra needs all the support she can get, even from Snooki, obviously, because Kendra is officially filing for divorce. To be honest, I thought that was going to happen when the allegations of the cheating with the, I could be wrong, but I could have sworn it was a transgender model. But like I said, I don't know what type of model that individual was. So yeah, she really did work on it and got some more seasons and some more checks for the babies. So that's great. And you know,
and she gave it her best shot.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So it's like good for her, good for both them trying. And I love that she put out about co-parenting, and you'll see them a lot together, because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most are the kids and seeing that their parents get along. And so it seems like they're taking the high mature road. So good for you, Kendra. You'll always be on top, girl.
Seriously. I am actually shocked because I thought it was fake, all that drama, but now I want to go back and rewatch it. I'm like, oh, whoa, this was real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I thought maybe too they were trying to just get new seasons. It's hard because we faked so many fights.
Yeah, I was like, that's good storyline. I should have had an affair with a transgender model.
Oh, Lord.
That would have been great ratings on the hills. That was just behind schedule. So that's my logic, obviously. And then speaking of also drama with relationships, first off, congratulations to Khloe Kardashian, who had her baby girl.
Oh, she did. What's its name? Her name.
You know, I'm not sure if that's been revealed. I don't think that has, because I would have known. It's a little unfortunate, the circumstances of how the baby just came a little maybe faster than planned based off of the news that Khloe had to watch on TMZ. I don't know if you guys caught this, but it looked like a setup to me. And once again, I don't know what's scripted. Maybe Kris Jenner was like, we need to take Tristan down for some drama, and hired these two girls to grab on Tristan's crotch. And
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And it's at a hookah bar, surveillance camera. The girls definitely knew about the camera above the table. Like, I felt like they were like looking at the surveillance camera, like smiling. And then Tristan was motorboating the boobs.
Oh, really?
It was full action. It was a great scene.
And this was not a strip club.
I don't think so. They were clothed.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well.
And so, hey, you know what? I'm sad for Khloe because I feel like Khloe always just gets it the worst in the family. She's no Kim. Even Courtney's like a junior Kim now, and poor Khloe. But I don't feel extra bad because when Khloe met this guy, he had multiple females in his life with baby. You know, there's a lot of, it wasn't just like this single guy that, you know, so yeah, there is
kind of,
like,
you kind of know what you're getting into at that point. It's like, if that's that kind of guy, and maybe she just wanted a baby. I don't know.
Yeah, clearly he's very, fertile. What's the
word?
Yeah,
very fertile.
He can make babies, that's for sure.
And now maybe have a basketball player.
Yeah, he's definitely.
So gonna, maybe she's like, I want a baby in the NBA.
Yeah, so, but we're not judging, but.
Definitely no
Tristan
judgment.
Tristan did not realize what he was doing. He didn't factor in Kris Jenner because she, thing is though, she doesn't want to end him yet because it's Khloé's baby. If she wanted to end him, he'd be, the NBA probably would have cut him by now if she wanted him. So that happened. That's the things that popped out as far as I'm concerned. And then the best news ever, we should have started, rewind, let's start the podcast like this. Welcome to a new episode of Make Spidey Famous Again.
AKA Make Spencer Famous Again.
And it's officially happening. Your boy won 2018 Shorty Award for the Snapchatter of the Year. Thank you, Heidi, for that golf clap. Thank you, Miracle Baby, for those But yes, DJ Khaled won in 2017 and Pratt Daddy won in 2018. That's right, son. So I will say that if you set your mind to goals, you can make things happen. Because I told Heidi in the Big Brother house when I didn't have a phone, I told her, when I get out of this house, I'm going to Snapchat all day long, every day, and I'm going to win Snapchatter of the Year in 2018.
I can't believe that was just a year ago. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's out of all the people there, out of Chrissy Teigen, out of
so many people.
So many people.
There's a lot of people on Snapchat.
Yeah, so congratulations. That's a huge deal. I wish we could come with you.
My dad said, I knew you. What did Skipper say?
I knew you'd always be successful.
So it's done. Even my own dad knows I made it. So anybody that's
it's just the beginning for you, Spence.
When people are like, what do you even do? Now I can just say, I'm the Snapchatter of the Year.
You are an influencer, like that preacher said.
Yeah, you know, Jesus was the first influencer. Somebody tagged me in a video, long story short, with this preacher talking about how I'm an influencer, and then he segued into how Jesus was the first influencer. So he was talking smack about me, like...
No, he did say they need you in the show.
Yeah,
without it,
yeah,
it's boring.
He had a little, if I saw him in the streets, I would say, yo, you better watch your little devil tongue there, Mr.
Yeah.
Judgment.
You know what else? God says not to gossip or slander.
Yeah.
So you know what? That is not being a good Christian right there. Let me tell you, preacher.
What's his name? Matt Homilies? I don't know your name, but... Yeah, and I didn't see you in any restaurant. That was definitely my doppelganger because I don't eat at restaurants in West Hollywood, bruh. So you're lying. God knows. Yep, God knows. Gunner, the miracle baby, knows.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're going to New York.
Go to New York, which...
Again.
...is not fun because I don't have a budget to ball out, you know. I can't even go shopping. I just want to go shopping. Yeah.
Boom. Katie, our hero. Katie.
We just got coffee re-ups here.
Yeah, Katie. Thank you.
And then what else? Heidi revealed her bikini body. That was breaking news. That was sexy. She got lots of likes. If you didn't like her IG photo of her bikini, go like it, please.
McEwen.
Hey, Heidi, we're doing a podcast.
Hey,
gosh, Spencer. This place is so unprofessional. I know where you get it, son. And then what else?
So anyways, you're going to New York. I wish we could come with you.
Yeah, you do and you don't.
I do. No, I really do. And I was trying to figure it out, but we have a lot of hummingbirds right now. And I'm going to have to hire someone to come help me with that.
They all came back from Mexico. I don't know if it's the technical term, but they're back from migration. So we're at like 150 to 200 hummers. I'm refilling 30 feeders like twice a day.
It's crazy.
And
so I would come with you.
You would.
But also the taxi is very challenging. I don't really, can't have Gunner doing that. We haven't traveled with him yet, so it's a really long flight.
Heidi just got offered a gig on, I can't say the network, but it's a network, broadcast network television show. Only problem is she just booked our Colorado trip for Gunner to see her whole family in her hometown of Crested Butte.
Yes.
And the second after she booked everything and spent hours on the phone.
Which I don't even have.
They email her. But that would be great because, you know, we always owe money to Mr. Taxman. So it would be nice to get some cash to pay Mr. Sam, Uncle Sam, so we don't end up like the situation. Shouts and prayers to the Sitch. I just watched that episode of Jersey Shore. He's facing 5 to 10 years in prison. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's really
crazy. I can't
crazy.
Even believe I joked about it in front of him. I did not know the stakes.
You thought it was over.
I did. 5 to 10 years in prison. And they really do put celebrities in prison. They put Wesley Snipes in prison. They put Teresa Joe in jail. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's intense.
So I think pretty...
Yeah, it would be good to do that show, and it seems... fun, but I don't know, with breastfeeding it just seems really challenging. And like with Gunner, I'm with him all day, and I know that you're very helpful and stuff, but you're still not mom.
That was the nicest way of saying you're worthless.
No, that's not true. But you don't, you know.
But you know what?
Finish diapers.
I could if you need it. If you said, hey, I need you to change this diaper.
Yeah, but I don't want you to make like a face.
I wouldn't make a... I'm there smelling the poop all the time. It's not, what's the difference? Oh, you don't mean him to see me make a face?
Yes.
So
I want you to give him a poop complex.
So smile.
You go, yay, poop. That's a good thing.
Okay, well.
If I have to, then...
I will smile like I've never smiled before.
But just like nap times and I don't know. It's just a very overwhelming thought. So it would be really good, but... at the same time, it would be really hard. He's such a baby. Right, Gunner? Before we keep going with this podcast, let's talk about 310 Diet Shakes. Have you ever tried them, Spence? They're taking weight loss by storm.
Haven't you noticed my abs? It's because I just drink 310 nutrition shakes while I eat my chocolate chip cookies.
Well, there is that chocolate flavor that I love, but you see it everywhere for a reason. You want to know why?
I do want to know why,
because
honey.
It works. 310 is so much more than just a weight loss shake. Trust us. It's actually pure nutrition, protein, and a complete junk food replacement. So you don't even need your cookies, Spence.
Well, I know this because it has no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors, and none of the fillers and chemicals you see in most diet shakes.
Yeah, and also it's plant-based and loaded with protein, fiber, and natural flavors that makes it amazing.
It's crazy how something that tastes so good will actually help you lose weight.
Yeah, go to 310nutrition.com and check out their blog and recipe page, and you'll learn so much about this company. My personal favorite are their brownies.
Well, honestly, if you want to lose weight, this is the company to do it with. Go to 310nutrition.com. They're having a huge sale right now. Once again, go to 310nutrition.com. Use Spidey at checkout, and you'll get free shipping and a free shaker cup. Yes!
Trending on Podcast One.
I'm obviously not a parent, but thinking from the outside.
Tuck a doodle dog.
Of course. That's true, but I don't have to have tough conversations with Tucker.
Don't miss Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. If you're a fan of Off the Vine, you may also like other shows like Lady Gang, Heather DeBro's World, and Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. All of these shows and more can be found exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the new Podcast One app.
So, I don't know. Did we talk about how Irwan crashed my... Yeah, so as much as I... Oh, shout out Thrive Market for making it so I do not have Bella Hadid cheekbones, because they keep on dropping these boxes off. I think Heidi's ordering them at night. But
you ordered this.
Everything in my Thrive Market box is delicious, and I eat it all, and I just can't... I'm going to have to order a skinnier Thrive Market and not just order cookies.
Well, it's hard because I like... a bag of cookies that will last 2 weeks. You know, you just want a bite here and there. But you have to eat them all in one night. And so it's really hard because I come upstairs and all my stuff is gone in the morning. It's like, excuse me.
Well, that's when the cookies are freshest.
You're the cookie monster.
But yeah, so what I was saying is, even though I use Thrive Market, I love Erewhon. Oh, excuse me. Somebody in my DMs was like, it's pronounced Erewhon. I was like, do I work there? No, I can say Erewhon. So Erewhon paid for my bumper, and the market didn't crash my car. The valets, which are an independent contractors, they did. So I cannot hold my favorite grocery store responsible for something. Go on, Heidi.
Let's tell why, because there's the new Erewhon that you didn't want to miss out on the opening. And so,
well, I've only been waiting like 2 years for the Santa Monica location to open. And I did miss the grand opening party that I was invited to, closed to the freaking public. And I didn't go to that. I was so excited to freaking go. But so, yeah.
It's all about forgiveness. So good for you to get over that. I figured it'd be only a matter of time before you headed back there.
I'm not one of those forgive and forget losers. I'm more of like the forgive and
move on
and move on and enjoy things that I care about. So yeah, I'm back. I went to Erewhon yesterday, then out. Have at the Santa Monica location makes pizza. Just so you know, 18-inch pizzas are not personal size. So don't get two 18-inch pizzas. Now I know why they're like,
maybe like 8-inch.
10-inch is like a normal-ish person.
18.
Yeah, oops. What else? Yeah, just life's incredible. If you're listening to this podcast, bless your freaking ears. I hope you're getting that workout in on the Stairmaster, or you're driving to work, and I'm sorry you're sitting in traffic. But yeah, we're really thankful for this podcast. It's our family day. We get to spend our whole day together. We get to stop for 2 hours on the way here.
Well, we had to get your bumper. We got your bumper.
Yeah, I think he would have woken up.
No, every time.
He didn't sleep last night. He got up early.
Yeah, but has he ever woke up on the drive here? No, never.
Has he ever missed an hour in the morning?
Rarely, especially not this last week. He at least sleeps 40 minutes. So, anyways.
Heidi's standing and bouncing, if you're wondering.
Anyways, so that's why
I told Heidi we should hurry up and have some more kids, because she's just clearly in the zone. She's ready. Somebody in Heidi's mommy group just found out she's pregnant.
Yep.
And
they'll be 15 months apart, 2 under 2, hashtag.
Oh, look at this lingo. Is that mom?
That's a big thing.
That's mom.
Hashtag 2 under 2.
Oh, wow. Make a shirt.
Lord, please don't let me have 2 under 2. I took a pregnancy test this morning.
No,
I'm not
you
pregnant.
Didn't. No, you didn't. You need to tell me these. You have such like a secret world.
No, it just happened. We've been busy. It just happened this morning.
You thought there was a chance you're pregnant.
Well, just so irregular, so. And I've been really sick, but I'm dehydrated.
You thought there was a chance you're pregnant. You didn't even tune me into that.
Well, I think that every month, so why would I tell you every month?
You think you're pregnant every month?
I have since for a really long time.
Oh, my God.
Nothing new.
You're manifesting.
I'm not. I manifested this one, but that was just one of the perfect timing.
So, yeah, we have no guests today, because we're trying to really just have special guests.
Excuse me, we have a very special guest. Is the Snapchatter of the year.
Oh, I'm a host, okay? Don't you limit my title.
You can be two people today.
But yeah, we decided we're – not that we ever had a bad guest, but like we'd rather just skip and not have a guest if it's not somebody that we – are really into, you know, like, so there's plenty of people lining up out the door trying to get on this freaking podcast. Let me tell you, we're just saying no all day, but we just need people that, you know, we're about, you know, we can't just, I'm not going to say anything more, but that's just my thoughts. And then, so yeah, in the world news, we may be going to World War III with Russia. That, you know, just, you know, if we start launching missiles into Syria, like Trump's tweeting, while you're all at Coachella, World War III could go down. I cannot believe, I will say, I plan to be famous by 2019, where I'm getting paid to be at Coachella at one of these parties. Like, I party really freaking hard. I could go, like, somebody should pay me to be at a pool party drinking tequila. Hello, where are you tequila people, sponsors? Like, I can't believe I'm not invited to Coachella. No, I was.
Thanks, Spencer, famous
who,
again.
Who invited me? Glore Magazine. Shout out Glore Magazine. But you didn't offer any money.
Yeah. So anyways, if there's World War III, we have to move.
I think the whole world's going to blow up. We're just going to move to a new dimension.
Yeah, but California.
Everything's getting nuked.
Yeah.
So that's that. World news.
Well, I was really excited for our trip to Colorado. I spent so long, back to that.
Heidi.
Booking everything.
Growing
planned
up,
out perfectly.
Growing up a, can I call you a poor, not poor.
Can I call you a poor person?
Struggling.
Oh my gosh.
Relatable. What?
No, very privileged.
Growing up very privileged. You dreamed about renting a house, a big mansion in town. Now, how do I word this? I mean,
you would say, I'm not really sure. I didn't grow up really poor, but I grew up very blessed and privileged, but not rich.
So idea of you coming home with your baby and renting one of the big mansions in town.
Any house. Any house in town.
So that this is.
Yeah. Is it, and renting a car.
And
going out to dinner.
Okay. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Maybe buy an outfit or two.
Yeah. These are dreams coming
right,
true.
Yeah. And I haven't brought Gunnar home yet because I canceled the first trip. So I'm so excited. We had the house booked. It's this house I did a photo shoot in when I was little. So I've been in the house. It's really gorgeous on the river. It's just like the perfect house. And so we rented it. And I have until tomorrow to cancel it with money back if I get this show.
Isn't it crazy that you have a huge television offer, but you're like energetically trying to like not get it?
You're like, you know what? It's honestly not so much about the trip. It's really about leaving Gunnar.
I'll be standing right there with him.
Yeah, but we don't really know like the hours. Like Gunnar can't go a whole day without me.
A whole day? No show films a whole day. It's
yeah,
not
you don't think so? There's
Survivor.
Like rehearsals and stuff. But it's hard to, I mean, like, I'm so flattered that I'm even in the running, but it's like there's a lot of people I think would want to do this show.
Oh, I know. Like, Miracle Baby. You're so freaking cute. This podcast is going to just keep getting better and better. We are just, it's a learning curve. So, you know, people are like,
why don't you take some tweets?
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
You got a new batch of Pret Daddy crystals?
Yeah, that my mom took them all. Oh.
It's your sister's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Steph.
Right when Taylor Swift invited me to her tour, I got an email from her publicist, and I didn't believe it was really her publicist, so I didn't email back like an idiot. But then the other day at the Jersey Shore party, shout out the homie Leanne from E, I was talking to her about Taylor, and I was like, yes, this person said they were Taylor's publicist that emailed, and she's like, oh, Tree? And I was like, yes, that's the name. I didn't believe it, and it is. So I emailed her like, I'm so sorry, you're really your publicist, I love you, bless, da-da-da-da-da. And I didn't get a response, but then I realized it's been 24 hours. This is Taylor Swift's publicist. She probably has 10,000 emails, honestly.
Yeah. Hold up, make Spencer famous again.
Yeah, like, settle down. You just won Snapchatter of the Year like an hour ago.
They don't even know
They
yet.
Don't know. Tree doesn't know. Hold on.
Have you worked on your acceptance speech?
I have so many, but I think I'm going to black out.
Yeah, totally. It's like when you do a speech for a wedding and then you get up there and you're like, congratulations to the bride and groom. That's happened to me twice at my sister and brother's wedding.
Remember I backed out of doing the speech at my buddy's wedding?
Yeah.
I should have done it. I have so many regrets about that.
Really?
Yeah, I should have been like, hey guys, I'm going to get yelled at the rehearsal or at the wedding. Long story. Any questions for the Spidey podcast taping now? Thanks.
You should tell that story.
before we keep going with the best podcast on the internet, let's have a quick little chat about Beachbody On Demand, which is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7.
And also, this is the company behind P90X Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazilian Butt Lift, oh yeah, Pio, 3-week yoga retreat, and more.
And right now, get a special free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand when you text Spidey to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text Spidey to 303030.
And what's so great about this is for someone like me who doesn't really want to go to the gym or doesn't have time for it, you can just throw it on with the kids napping or whatever's going on. So it's a great workout at home. I love that Brazilian butt lift, working on that, and the yoga. So you can really mix it up. That's what's great too. You get like different gym classes.
And the workouts are as short as 10 minutes and don't even require extra equipment. In the time that it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. And I don't know what gym you go to, but it definitely takes at least a half hour to do anything in our city. So,
and with a baby, I'm not getting there.
Oh, that's 2.5 hours. So nope. And you can use it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. Join over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand.
Get a special free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand when you text Spidey 303030. Again, text Spidey to 303030.
I challenge you, that's you, I'm talking to you listeners, to get in shape with Spidey, because this summer, it's no more games. We're coming, we're calling the paparazzi, we are going to flex on these mofos. Okay, join us. Quick story. So my best friend had a really fancy, like, millionaire type wedding. All these elite social, like, I shouldn't even have been invited to the party. I mean, the wedding. They're probably like, oh, we have to have Spencer there. And we have to have him at the, like, what is it called? The groom's table?
Yeah, which was
or
a big deal.
The bride and groom's table. So I'm sitting there, and this guy totally set me up. He came up, and he was like, do you know who's winning the Mayweather Connor fight? I'm like, no. And he's like, I can't get it on my app. And I was like, do you have the UFC Fight Pass app? He's like, no. And he's like, do you have it? I was like, yeah. And he's like, put it on real quick. And I put it on real quick. And then next thing you know, my freaking pal who's getting married yells from across the table, what's the score?
Well, all the guys are actually in the other room, not even at the tables watching it. So you weren't the only one.
Yeah,
it
they was just a secret room. Yeah, so I was doing it at the groom's table. And it was just an iPhone. It's not like I had an iPad out. So then all of my bride's friends were like, how dare you have a phone at the table if you're at the groom's table? Yeah,
You agree.
I see the logic.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have had the fight.
I was set up. Who set me up? What's his name? Evan Silverberg. You set me up.
And while this was happening, I'm pregnant and I left. So I didn't even see any of this happen. And this elder woman fell in the bathroom and had like a concussion. It was bleeding out of her head, and I had to call an ambulance, and I was the only one in there. So I came back and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Spencer, I have the craziest story to tell you. and that happened. So
that's a great story. I hope you love that juicy story. Invite me to weddings. I actually get invited to probably I wish I could sing, because I would be the most famous wedding singer in the world.
No, like, one cares if you sing.
I need to learn how to do like lip sync, like 8 songs, like professionally, and just do, because I am, honestly, I'm not exaggerating. I'm invited to a wedding every single week by strangers, obviously.
You should go.
Well, they're never offering money. They're just
No.
It's like,
no need free cake.
Yeah.
I'll give you cake.
Maybe free liquor. But I have a future as a wedding singer, or a lot of people ask me to marry them, but I feel like that's like a big responsibility. So our first question is not a question. It's actually a question to be shouted out. Shout out Stella K. K-A-E. That's Heidi's freaking superstar, BFF/makeup artist/Gunner's godmother/doula from the pregnancy. So yeah, you got you. That was a good one. Okay, Robert Caruso on Twitter say, yes, when will you be running for president? The current guy is sort of bad news. Well, I was all into politics until we were doing our photo shoot for
I'm a
Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Shout out NBC, Ben Silverman, not there anymore. Paul Telegni still there. Yeah, blah. But so in when we were doing the photo shoot, Rob Blagojevich, whatever, the shady senator or governor, whatever he was in Chicago, who's now maybe in prison still, but he was selling his Senate governor seat, I don't know, some seat, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get into politics too, yeah, bro. And he's looked at me so serious, and he's like, politics are so dangerous, yeah. Stay away. And then he scared me for years, but then I realized I think they're dangerous if you're a criminal. So as long as I like don't break the law, I don't see how they could be dangerous. So because there's a lot of laws I'm trying to change. Like, first off, I would make a law where you cannot sell red dye nectar in anywhere. It should be illegal. It should be banned. It's killing hummingbirds. So that'd be one of my first things I would target as a politician.
I think that's like more of an animal rights activist.
No, that's danger. That's like climate change. That's a climate change thing, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, Robert Caruso running for president. Yeah, you find me that.
You do have a political science major from USC.
A degree, yes.
Excuse me.
Hey, I would love to be a politician if I can get a billionaire backer, because I don't really want to like worry about money in my campaign. I just want to have like huge coffers so I can just be like giving donuts out everywhere.
I think Gunner is ready for the White House.
What's the one across the street? I totally find it at the vice president's house.
Oh, totally.
It has a name.
Hey, I'd be happy anywhere.
The problem is, yeah, it's just a lot of handshaking, and I'm super like.
You could be one of the first fist bumping.
Yeah, only fist bumps.
Or like air high five.
Yeah, you know what, the new hashtag MeToo movement, you're not really supposed to touch people anymore. So I could just be the first politician that's like, oh, we're energetically interacting, no touching, sorry. So yeah, Robert Caruso, I totally love America, and I'm not ruling out a future in politics, especially when I just saw homegirl Cynthia from The City, in the City, running for governor of New York. It's like, honey, okay.
She's not even a political science major.
I don't remember seeing you spend 10 years at USC for your political science degree, so whatever.
And one of your teachers worked on the campaign.
Yeah, for John McCain, and he said, he said I should be a political campaign manager. But yeah, he didn't know my goals. So we got
somebody's making popcorn.
Rachel Walter said, what is the most rewarding part of becoming parents? A beautiful miracle baby. For me, and I keep on thinking about it, is getting to just, I was already obsessed and wanted Heidi to myself, but getting to watch what an incredible mother she is, and it's only been 6 months, has been, for me, the most rewarding, just getting to just see Heidi's next level of love that I didn't think was possible. So that's a great question, Rachel Walter _.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
And for me, it's definitely the love and just holding him and having him now like reach for me and be so attached in those moments. And when he smiles, I mean, it's just the best thing in the whole world. So actually just having him and being a family, we're officially a family. And it's just been amazing having Spencer's continual support and love too, and just being such a great dad. He just makes such an effort, and Gunner loves him. So it's definitely the favorite, but that's okay.
I am definitely not the favorite. Jihid Al-Nassan says, who does Gunner look like more? I would say from the baby pictures Heidi's mom showed at this point, Gunnar's like Heidi's twin, thankfully.
Yeah, he looks just like me.
What a miracle. I wonder if somebody prayed for that.
God, please
have him look just like me.
No, but he has your hair.
Kimber_TN says, what do we need to do to get you guys your own show? The heck with MTV. Move to @BravoTV. @Andy, take note. Well, Andy is actually a Spidey hater. So yes. I'm going to go and say the heck with that idea, Kimber. I see where you're going with that. But I think he said he'd rather claw his eyes out than have us on his network or something.
Yeah, just, you know, something
yeah,
like
just
that.
Yeah, just something minor. Just...
And then he had to issue an apology to People Magazine. But also, there is the Spidey show. Check out the official story of Spencer Pratt with the magic ball, crystal ball.
Did you just call my crystal ball a magic ball? Heidi definitely has not been sleeping. Yeah, I film all day long.
So it's there.
And that's why I was thinking that I won Snapchat of the Year. It hit me last night from filming you. I think you're my biggest star.
I'm your muse.
And I was like, why? How could I win? I was like, oh, it's Heidi, obviously.
Thanks, Heidi.
Catherine Jensen asked, would you ever do a Hills reunion show like Jersey Shore? I love that people even humor me and pretend like I am not begging MTV for the last 8 years to put us back on air. So, yes, that's very sweet of you. This is the Make Spidey Famous Again podcast, and having our own Hills reboot on MTV would speed this goal up really fast.
And if I remember correctly, every interview you've done way before Jersey Shore reunion, make the hills again. It's like, well, that's been what you've been publicly saying. And I remember even Kristen saying something about it, like, oh, Spencer always pitching that Hills reunion. Remember?
Yes. So Catherine Jensen definitely would like a Hills show. And even with LC, I don't want LC to like run out of money and go broke, but if that sped up her joining a Hills reboot, hey, I'm not wishing that on her, but just, I don't know. Don't invest in the wrong thing. Before we keep going with the best podcast in the world, welcome to our new obsession, ZooLily.com, where you find something special every day. Everything at ZooLily is up to 70% off, and I got you a special discount on top of that.
ZooLily.com helps you to discover unique items to dress up your home and your family and yourself.
What I love at ZooLily.com is always my Aven products, because I'm all about skincare, but I mean, it's got everything you need. And new sales are added daily, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific.
For a limited time, use gift code Spidey to get 20% off your first order. Visit ZooLily.com/Spidey and use gift code Spidey for my discount. Go to ZooLily.com/Spidey to get started and for full offer details.
ZooLily.com is totally different from other online retailers. That's why it could take longer to get your order. But that means you can get great deals on big brands you love and new ones you'll adore. For a limited time, use the gift code Spidey to get 20% off your first order. Visit ZooLily.com/Spidey and use gift code Spidey for our discount. Go to ZooLily.com/Spidey to get started and for full offer details. Brit Ray 85, how validating is it to be so well liked now? You've definitely changed a lot of people's opinion of you by giving us a glimpse of your real life. I seriously think you guys are the best, and I'm sorry for not always being Team Spidey. Love y'all. Well, Brit Ray 85, like I said to the Snapchat executives when I went in there and started pretty much crying because I was so thankful for a platform to show the real Heidi and Spencer for the first time and, you know, like you said, give you a glimpse of our real lives. But no hard feelings. I know why you were not Team Spidey. It was very easy to be Team LC when she looked so, so sweet and nice.
Poor Lauren.
And poor Lauren. Everyone's, what a horrible life Lauren had. So I even felt bad for Lauren. Everyone was just making her life so hard. But yeah, it makes sense, you know. But Yes, it's a miracle. I thank God every day. I definitely did not ever think there's going to be people loving me. It's just so great. Thank you. I never want to be a villain. I never did. I was so stupid. I thought it was just fun and games. I thought I was Simon Cowell.
Well, here's one thing you guys might not know about Spencer is he can get very excited about projects and like whatever he does, he wants to do it the best. So when MTV was like, well, you have to be the villain, he's like, I'll be the best villain, you know, or like if he would be whatever he would have been given, he would do the best at. So if he's going to be the Hummer feeder, he's going to be the best Hummer feeder, you know, he puts his heart into things. So
thanks, honey. Thanks. True. That's why I was really hated. That's it. What rep, MTMC Grew, Michael McGrew says, what rep tour shows are you going to? Well, as of now, we're just going to the Pasadena one. But I think when Taylor hears that I won Snapchatter of the Year, she's going to pull what Beyonce did with DJ Khaled and have me snap more of her tour and fly me in a private jet around, you know, the nation, maybe out of the country, to snap the behind the scenes of, you know, the dancers getting ready, me rehearsing with the dancers, stuff like that. I don't know that's going to happen, but I just feel it. So,
and speaking of private jets, you have been invited to Alex's birthday.
Oh,
right?
Siesta Key, Alex. I don't know if it's because they saw me partying with the Jersey Shore cast and got a little jealous, but I got an immediate invite to the star of Siesta Key on MTV's the biggest birthday party ever. At first, they said they would put me in the Ritz-Carlton. Then they said I could have whatever suite in the actual mansion I wanted.
Whoa.
But then I said, well, my condition is you have to fly me out on Hannah's jet. So Hannah is asking her parents, and then Polly Paul informed Hannah that if Hannah doesn't fly Spidey and Miracle Baby on the jet, that Hannah's boyfriend, Andrew, should just stay in Chicago because he's no longer invited to Alex's party.
So apparently he gets the jet.
Yeah, that was who would have had the jet. Ryan Kardashian Jenner. That's not his real name.
I think he likes the Kardashians.
His real name is Ryan Bailey, 25. Thought on what Chris might do to Tristan. I think Chris won't go for Tristan if he, you know, he was already at the delivery. So obviously there's been some sort of peace treaty. You know, maybe she already knew about all this. Like, I don't think anything drops on Chris without her knowing. She probably had this guy followed up, you know, she probably had, you know. So if he stays in Chloe's life and is super hands-on, I feel like anything, all due respect, is better than Lamar. For Chris, is like, you know, she's dealt with a lot. So I don't think Chris will take Tristan down yet. But if he plays with fire anymore, I can see her getting cut from the NBA. That's the level Chris is at. Should be like.
On a different note, Kris Kardashian seems to give the best gifts. Like
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, Kris Jenner.
Big difference.
I wish. Well, what's her? I wonder if she even went back.
No, she's
staying Jenner.
Yeah, she's Jenner.
Okay.
Kris Jenner, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner. Do you think she's leaving the young brands? I don't think so. Speaking of smart moms keeping the young brand, shout out Yolanda Hadid. Got that fostered. Dropped officially, went back to Muhammad's last name. I would definitely go back to Bella and Gigi and Anwar's name. Sorry, David Foster, but bruh, you're slipping. I can't even believe David Foster blew it with Yolanda. Like, you couldn't be there for her struggles, Dave.
Well, here's that's funny. You know him so well in real life, IRL.
You didn't even know what IRL was.
I don't know any lingo.
I had to tell you.
Totally. I don't know the rule though, because wouldn't all these women go back to their own original last names?
Her last name is like four. Like right. Dutch, it's a very okay. hard. I was like, okay. It was like von Monzen, yeah. Von Le. Blah, blah, that sounds French.
I don't know if you get like married a few times.
It's super Dutch.
You just go back to the like one before.
Four names. Okay. Definitely is not good for branding.
Okay.
But no, you go to the name of the most famous name. Hello. That's okay. Why we're actually going to switch Heidi's Instagram back to Montag, because Heidi Pratt is not getting the amount of followers that she should be.
That's funny.
Craig Crago 44. What's the contract stopping you doing the Hills reunion, or is it Lauren stopping it? Let's just say there's no contract stopping us from doing a Hills reboot. Kristen was a little misinformed with that lingo. I can't say more because there's definitely – if there's a Hills – how do I word this? Spidey is always doing a Hills reboot. Since the Hills was canceled, that was our only goal. So there's nothing stopping Spidey from doing a Hills. Lauren is – can't stop it. That she's definitely not the reason there isn't. So we love Lauren. We love her to be on the show. If she wants another fake apology, I'll give her another fake apology because we need LC to narrate us. I would love LC to be like, well, I was wrong. Heidi and Spencer are still together and have a baby. So no. Speaking of Kristen, let's do a little – oh, watch this. This is going to be – no one does anything like this. A little tease.
Can I see it this time?
I'm so ready. I'm Kristen Cavallari.
Can I see it this time?
It has been 7 years since I stopped shooting The Hills. We just moved to Nashville full time.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's like as big as my head. I started building this lifestyle brand. I have the craziest staff. Of course there's going to be drama. Of course there's going to be hookups.
WWKD, what would Kristen do?
And not what would Kristen do when she was 23. Yeah. It's going to be a wild ride.
So that was the trailer from Very Cavallari. So Kristen.
What a good name.
Kristen, you know, she didn't break the news on the podcast, but she wanted to. She came on the podcast and she winked at us. So we pretty much broke this story.
Well, we knew about it.
We knew.
We just had to keep a secret.
We keep secrets for our guests and we even edit things out after the shows when our guests don't like things we talk about. So, yeah, very excited. Jay Cutler is in the trailer, which is already a major blessing. Who gets to watch a 100 millionaire NFL quarterback drink red wine with their wife unless you're watching? No, there's no show that does that. It's incredible. So, and she's the new Lisa Vanderpump. Kristen's going to be the rebranded Ease Lisa Vanderpump. She's got these young Nashville girls going to go on dates and get drunk and have fights. And Kristen's going to yell at them and fire them. So I'm the most excited for the show that I've been in a long time. A lot of people have been messaging me like, why isn't this your show? I'll tell you why. Because Kristen is a freaking 100 millionaire superstar. So once we have $100 million in our superstars, we'll get a show too. Okay. Okay. Tess Flocker. This is so fun. Great idea, Heidi.
Thanks.
You're obviously the smartest one in this little union. Has Stephanie filmed a pilot for a new show? And is it true what Kristen said about Spidey being the reason the Hills reunion didn't happen because y'all have contract? Stephanie is always filming. I am not sure currently what she – I know she's in London right now. Took a flight. That's my sister, Stephanie Pratt, if you weren't clear. So, yeah, she could easily be filming for a show. She is a dang television star. And no, Spidey is not stopping a Hills anything. Okay.
I think that we could say it was.
No, we are not stopping.
No, it's not a Hills reboot, but like, I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kristen was talking about something that was not an MTV Hills reboot.
Right.
Done.
Right.
Yeah. So that's nothing to do with the actual, it wasn't going to be the Hills.
Right.
So Spidey is The Hills, MTV, gang,
right,
for life.
There we go.
Boom. Yes, if Kristen would have us in Nashville and she can pay for our flights, because we're not really on that level, we can just fly to Nashville.
And hotel.
And maybe a little per diem lunch. I don't know. Does it need to be like fancy, at least 4-star lunch?
And maybe like a free cup from our show.
Yeah. Can we get a little merch too? That Uncommon James merch? You could have a stay at the house, Kristen. I mean, your kitchen looks big enough just for us to stay at. So, yes.
I'll watch your kids.
Please, anyone, make sure to tweet and comment on Kristen's page. Have Spidey appear on your show. Have them shop there and fly them there. Candace Morgan, what is your favorite part of marriage and your least favorite? My favorite part of marriage is, I guess, just having a team member, a partner. I just never feel like alone. I feel like I always just... I just feel like I always have support, just somebody to just back me. My least favorite is is the stress of like not providing the level of life that you would want your wife to have, because that, you know, I wish I could just fly Heidi around to Aspen on jets and have golden strollers. That's the hard part, is just, you know, wanting more for your significant other that you can't currently provide. I plan to. I don't know when. One day. Keep buying those scratchers. Florence and the Breasts, also known as Fire and Zakam. If you have a second baby, not if, it's definitely happening,
thank
God
you.
Willing. If
yes.
you have a second baby and it's a girl, will you name her Taylor or Bella?
Nope, I already have her name.
I didn't get to answer that. Okay, moving on. I would maybe middle name?
Oh, you
if
know
Taylor
what?
Holds Miracle Baby and lets me snap it, we are naming boy or girl, middle name is gonna be Taylor.
Okay.
Or Swift. Swift would be a solid middle name.
But I also love Bella.
We're going to have three, and then we'll do – well, Bella's supposed to take you guys out to dinner. She's been in China for a month, though. So when I read that, I was like, okay. So I'm going to give her 2 weeks back, and I'm going to message her, hey, about that snap DM where you said you were going to take Heidi and Miracle Baby out, can we like –
I'm ready.
Yeah, she's been dressed.
My hair is done.
She's going to wear Chrome Hearts by Bella if you bring a piece for her to wear.
So this is like one of my first Mother's Day – I mean, I did count last year because I was pregnant, but this is going to be my first official Mother's Day.
When is Mother's Day?
You should find out. Coming up, I have a Mother's Day photo shoot, which is very exciting with Oksana, so I need to book my makeup. And that's very exciting coming up. We're going to the country club.
Speaking of mothering, AngieBaby_7 is like, what's up? No, she said, what parenting advice would you share with Chloe? More importantly, for Tristan. Dang, that's a dark question. For Chloe, she's got so many. Just she's better off talking to Kris Jenner about parenting, all due respect to the Pratts. For Tristan, I would say be more like Yeezy and sit at tables by yourself. So many questions. It's over. Are you guys planning Bella_Slim Shady, are you guys planning on having another kid in the future? Oh yes.
Yes, we are. Spencer said today, right when we walked in from the podcast, let's have another one. I know he's joking, but eventually we will. I want Gunnar to be a little older so he can be like more helpful and enjoy the baby and So
our former William Morris Endeavor agent and William Morris agent, Adam Galvin, asked, who was the best agent you ever had? Actually, Adam, the other day when we were signing our paperwork for re-signing with William Morris Endeavor, by the way, we signed with the hottest agency in the world. Shout out Rich at WME if you want to call and book us.
Or, Rich,
you
know, Gambale.
Gambale. We should learn how to say his last name. But in the meeting, Adam, I said that soon as we get super rich and famous again, we're going to hire Adam Galvin to run our production entity. So we'll see you again, pal. Tricky Mickey asks, where is the best place to run into you to be the lucky person of the day gifted with a Pratt Daddy crystal? I can't make espresso, but I'm also Team Swift. Good Boy Bob Coffee in Santa Monica is probably my most reoccurring place that you can pull up on me. Also, Tallulah's for happy hour margaritas. You can bump into me there. The nail shop. I don't know. Get my nails done. Where else do I go, Heidi?
You said Good Boy Bob's.
Yeah, Paradiso CrossFit in Venice. You can run into me.
Air One.
That's crazy that we can get this many tweets now. It's such a blessing. If we didn't answer your tweet, I apologize.
We'll do this every week.
Yeah, this is so fun.
Tweet us next week.
I'll save these two. Have you ever met Leonardo DiCaprio before? Actually, I have, back in about Princes of Malibu days. If you don't know what that is, watch it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, all six episodes. But back then on Halloween, I was at the valet for this like elite like Illuminati party, and I was talking with Brody, aka the Prince of Malibu, and this guy with a mask was talking to us, and then all of a sudden he lifts up his mask, and it was Leonardo DiCaprio. It was so crazy.
Hey, I was there.
You were there in that parking lot?
At Halloween?
Oh, Heidi was there. I
Excuse
remember.
Me. You might hardly remember.
It was
remember.
The year
you
before.
Were in, no, you were Maverick and part. Ice. You were Maverick and Ice.
That was a different year.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you
yeah right.
At, this was an Illuminati party. You weren't in the Illuminati.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. How do you think I got in?
Whoa. That's another story for next week. Tune in, swipe up, subscribe. But
no,
for
I'm
real,
not.
Thank you. Yeah, we're not famous.
Obviously.
We're clearly
maybe
not.
Maybe Kristen is.
Cavallari is definitely maybe Illuminati. New World Order, I don't know. Nothing against it. We love it. Yeah, it's cool. Take over the world. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
We haven't been in top 10 for a long time, and I'm not going to blame you listeners because you're doing everything you can, but if you could like tell like 10 friends to subscribe and to leave 5 stars and like kind of spread out the like, you know, like a pyramid scheme type thing, that'd be nice. So we will talk to you next Wednesday. We drop.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Make Spidey Famous Again.
And thanks to our fabulous sponsors.
Try out the hottest diet shakes on the planet by using the code Spidey at 310nutrition.com.
Get a special free trial membership of Beachbody on demand when you text Spidey to 303030.
And dress up your home by going to zoolily.com/Spidey and use the code Spidey for our discount.
Download new episodes of Make Spidey Famous Again every Wednesday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
5 stars, nice reviews. We love you. See you next week.
Remember, click just the 5th star. Do not start at the 1st star.